And with us on this part of the hotline is Rebecca Labina of the Small Business Development Center. Rebecca, thank you for being here.
Good morning, Barry.
We have a topic that I think is, or you have a topic that I think is going to be interesting, and it has to do with opportunities to learn more.
That's right.
And we all need this. That's we all need to learn more things, and you've got some training that you're going to be offering in the weeks ahead.
Yes, we do. You know, knowledge is power, and I've heard that my whole life, and I truly believe it more and more as I get older, as well as it's not what you know sometimes, it's who you know, which, you know, that's knowledge too, though.
Yes, it is.
It's relationship knowledge. So, but we have one of the things that we do through the SBDC is that we offer trainings, and occasionally we charge for those, but the ones we're talking about today, these are all free, and many of these that I'm going to talk about are actually offered online, and they're available all throughout the state. So the entire listening region would have access to this as long as they have internet access. And hopefully they do.
More and more people do, but not everybody does.
I know.
Kind of depends on where you are.
I know. Or if you do, it's you know, hit and miss kind of thing.
No.
Yeah, not stable. So one of the trainings that we have coming up is called Fire Up Your HR for Small Business. So, and the tagline on it is workplace combustion, COVID-19 heats things up, right? So our state office is actually offering this. This is a series of, I can't remember if it's four or five, but it's a series of short 30-minute online, using Zoom, online trainings specific to HR, how it relates to COVID-19, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. You know, I still talk to a lot of people who don't know that they are supposed to have a very specific COVID poster up right now. So there's an employer poster. Anyone who employs others is supposed to have a poster up right now that tells employees what their rights are related to COVID and if they have to quarantine and if they get paid or don't get paid and those kinds of things. And it's just a one sheet, you know, handout kind of thing that you can post anywhere. But I've talked to the majority of people I've talked with that are new clients of mine. They didn't know. They didn't know that they were supposed to have that poster hanging so that their employees know what their rights are. They didn't realize that as of April 1st. And that applies to all small businesses. There are no exceptions. And all small businesses are supposed to be paying for up to 2 weeks of sick pay. Now, you can get that reimbursed through the federal government as an offset on your taxes when you file your withholding taxes. But that's a topic for another day. But the point is that there are no exceptions to that. And there's a lot of people out there that didn't realize that. They have misinformation that they're like, well, I have less than 50 employees, so I don't have to pay that sick time if somebody has to quarantine. Yes, yes, you do. You do have to pay it. Whether it's your policy or not, as of April 1st, you are supposed to be paying that. I gave a presentation down in Gladstone, Missouri, and there were people in there. I asked them, you know, if you've had to quarantine, did you get paid? And there were people that I was like, did you know you were supposed to get paid? And they're like, no. So they can now go back on their employer and, you know, it's a mess. And so if you just spend half an hour, and they do this kind of towards the lunch hour, 11:30 to 12 each week. And the very next one is tomorrow on tomorrow's September 30th, right?
Tomorrow is the,
or is that today?
No, no, today is the 24th.
Oh, it's next week. Okay.
Yeah,
see, I wished a week away. Okay. So the next one is September the 30th. So that's next week, and it's from 11:30 to 12. And, you know, the description on it says, has COVID lit your business on fire? Join us to learn how to take control of your workforce and fire up your HR. Learn how businesses are forging new ways and creating new opportunities. And it goes on from there. So, but this is a series of four or five short 30-minute HR-specific topics that anyone can join in.
Interesting that they're offering this, and it sort of tells you that what you were just kind of alluding to earlier, mm-hmm. there's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of stuff that they're required to do that it really – there's been so much that has to come out mm-hmm. about COVID,
yeah.
So much that we haven't really got.
Right. And some of the standard rules that used to apply, like if you're a small business under X amount of employees, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me because we're small. Or, you know, there was talk, you know, 4 months ago that maybe they'd make an exception. Well, they didn't. So, you know, and so the maybe turns into, I'm pretty sure I don't have to do that, you know. But the reality is that if you just simply, you know, log on to our state website, which is simply sbdc.missouri.edu. So if you log on to that, it tells you all of the training events that are taking place. But I wanted to call out a few of them, and this is one, the Fire Up Your HR.
So this one is a, I think you said it was a Zoom.
Yes.
And this is an ongoing live presentation.
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
So this isn't one that you can just log on at midnight if you can't sleep or whatever.
No, this is live at a specific time, and then Mike Adams happens to be the presenter for this one, who has been with our organization for several years. He's actually our state star, the Missouri State Star for the SBDC this year, and he's going to present on this topic, and he'll have time at the end for questions as well. So, which to me is like the most valuable. Is that you have the time to actually ask a question, you know, something very specific to your company and get it answered.
And these are, I think you said, half-hour programs, basically.
Yeah, these are just half an hour, yep, for the HR.
And they happen around lunchtime, so you could actually combine this with your lunch break.
Yeah, you can sit there and eat lunch and watch it on your phone or your computer and be done. You know, lunch is over and you've learned some more and then back to work.
And you, so you don't necessarily have to have your picture up there, whereas people are watching you.
Oh, no,
eat.
You can do it with video off while you eat. Yes, yes.
Okay. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all free.
Yes, it's free, totally free, the whole series.
And how do you sign up for this? Let's say you want to do this and you need to find out a little bit more about, you know, where you go and how you log on and how you join the Zoom and all that.
Right. And so you would go to our state website at sbdc.missouri.edu and just click on events, and it'll show you all the things that are coming up. And the one we just talked about was called Fire Up Your HR.
And it'll have links then to link into the Zoom sessions.
Yes, it will. It
okay.
will. They'll send you the link usually the day before.
Right.
The session,
yeah.
And but you can register. You do have to register in advance so you can receive the link.
So you give an email address and they'll send you via the email.
Correct.
Probably.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So the next series that we're offering statewide is called Managing Forward. So and it begins next week also on October 1st, and it is a series of 6 online courses. Again, these are live with real people, so you can ask questions. This particular one is hosted by the Missouri SBDC out of Kansas City at the UMKC office. So those are the folks that are going to be presenting on this. And the 6 topics for this particular Managing Forward series, the first one on October 1st is disaster planning for small businesses. Disasters include pandemics now.
Yes.
And then, of course, the traditional things you think of with disasters, which could just be really it's any business interruption. So everything from electricity going out to an ice storm to a tornado, what have you. And then they'll give you resources as well on where you can, you know, find disaster plans and you can fill them in and be prepared for when those things happen. The next one is the following week on October the 8th, and it is called Maintaining Continuity and Effective Management of Small Businesses in Remote Environments. So
it's a long title.
It is a long title. So essentially, more and more people are working from home, either by desire to do so before the pandemic or, you know, now with the pandemic because they have to, or because while they're quarantined, if that happens to them, they have to work from home. And so this talks about how you can effectively manage those people that are working from home. The following one is October 15th, and that is Online Essentials for Small Businesses. So that talks about all of the different resources that are at your disposal that you need to have in order to be online and to be effective online. October 22nd is Agile Marketing, Sales, and E-commerce for Small Businesses. So this one I think is fantastic because it really dives into the e-commerce side of things where a lot of businesses were having to just – are just now in the last few months learning that. So it's been a steep learning curve that they've had to speed up exponentially because of mm-hmm. because of COVID. October 29th talks about supply chain challenges. A lot of small businesses have ran into that. Even large businesses run into supply chain issues during times like this when there's pandemics or other issues, could be snowstorms and things like that. But, you know, I go to Walmart from time to time, and their shelves are, you know, they're not all empty, but there are empty shelves at Walmart, which I used to never see. You know, it was rare to see something like that. It's daily.
I have seen the same thing and wondered about it, and then I began to put it together that the supply chain, these are supply chain issues, and mm-hmm. you have that confirmation. I know many people who have ordered something from a large store, mm-hmm. a refrigerator or a stove, or in our case, a trash compactor.
Sure.
And the date that it was supposed to be delivered, we found out later, no, it's not going to be then. It's going to be 5 months down the road.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean,
and this is, a lot of people are running into this right now because of supply chain issues.
Yes. Yep. Same thing here. I ordered some material and some curtains online because I couldn't find them locally that were large enough that I needed. And it was the same way. It's like, well, the first delivery date was like 2.5 months out. I was like, really? Okay. So, yeah. So it's you know, a lot of people are dealing with that right now. But the goal with this particular session on October 29th is to understand that the need to have more than one main vendor for your supplies for your business. And then the fifth one in the series of six is the essentials of cybersecurity for small businesses. The SBDC has a cybersecurity quick threat check that you can do anytime. It's actually under any email that you receive from me. There's like a little link at the bottom of my signature, and it takes you directly to that cybersecurity threat check. So you can kind of see if you might be in danger of a cybersecurity attack. And it's happening more and more often, and they really target smaller businesses because smaller businesses tend to not have as much IT-type security in place. So November 5th is Essentials of Cybersecurity, and the last in the series of six is November 12th, and that is actually just a full-on Q&A panel. So for any questions that anybody has at the end of that series.
So, again, this series starts next week.
It does. It starts October 1st, runs through November 12th. And so when you sign up for all six of those sessions, and they're all totally free, paid for actually through the CARES Act.
And, again, you can go to the SBDC statewide website.
Yes, sbdc.missouri.edu.
Okay. And then you'll get the links, and you can register there, and then you'll get a notification. That's also – is that a Zoom session?
Yes, yes. All of these have live presenters, yes.
Okay. Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center, your guest on this part of the hotline this morning. And Rebecca has been filling us in on some training opportunities for small businesses that are free and online and are coming up here. In fact, starting, I guess all of these are starting either this week or next week.
Right? Yes. Yeah. I think next week. Yes.
Yeah,
all of them.
Next week. So you can get involved in this, and it's easy to get information about any of these. Just go to the state SBDC website. I can't believe I said that as quickly as I did.
You
SBDC.
Did. Good job.
Yeah. But anyway, it's sbdc.missouri.edu. Okay. There you go.
That's it. So one of the other trainings that you can take actually on demand anytime. So this one's not live like the ones we talked about before. This one is pre-recorded, a webinar, and it's self-paced, and it's three modules. And what it is they call it Creating a Legacy, Preparing Your Business for Succession. So succession planning, which just means that, you know, passing along your business to the next, whether that's a family member or selling your business to someone outside of the family. But that's succession planning. And there's things that people need to do several years in advance to really profit the most from their business and get the most out of it to ensure that they're going to get top dollar for their potentially their life's work.
When you talk about planning years in advance, it sounds like you have to, is that for tax purposes, basically?
It is, and it's also for the value of your business, because what you want to look at is they look at the last 3 years' tax returns. They want to see a trend. They want to see if the trend is stable, if the trend is showing a decline in sales, or if the trend is showing an increase in sales. So, and all of those will help determine the value of your business when you do go to sell it. And it's important for people to understand that it is those tax returns that others are going to be looking at when they go to either try to finance your business or even just buy it outright themselves. That's what they're going to look at, not your internal financials. They're going to look at, did you actually show a net profit on your tax return or not? And if you don't show a profit, why would they want to buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, realistically, if you have a business, and it doesn't show a profit, why would anybody want to take out a loan for it? How are they going to pay the loan if your business isn't making a profit?
I guess maybe declaring it on the tax return would be the acid test.
Yes.
You will know for sure one way or the other.
Yes, absolutely. So, and there's other things that you want to make sure that you put into place that makes it easy to transfer a business, like certain policies and procedures that can be formally written out, understanding what it is that you're looking for. When it comes to a buyer, does it matter to you if your employees stay with the company or not? Is it okay if they merge with a larger company? So there's all kinds of considerations when it comes to that, as well as considerations on how the transaction can be structured. So some people want all cash all up front and be done with it. Others want to receive income for a few years or many years, maybe as a consultant or stay on with the business. And more and more. I mean, there are all kinds of scenarios on how you can structure the sale of a business and include or not include the existing owner.
Is it a good idea to get advice from an attorney when you do that?
Yes. And that's another thing, is that you want to make sure that you have all of the right professional advisors in place when you go to sell. So that includes an attorney. It includes, a tax accountant. It includes a CPA. It could include a business broker as well, to help with the valuation of your business, getting a formal valuation for the amount that your business is worth. So all kinds of things. And so this online, self-paced course has 3 modules, and each one is only about 15 minutes long. So you can go through it fairly quickly, but it divides the transition process into 4 phases and goes through each step with you. There's worksheets available. So it's a really, really good free online on-demand course that you can take anytime to help you understand the basics to prep for selling your business down the line.
All right. So, and again, this is another one that is free.
Yes, absolutely free.
It's online, but this one is available anytime.
Yep, anytime. Sit at home in your pajamas and watch it whenever you like.
You want to get up at midnight and watch this? You can do it.
That's exactly right. Just whenever the notion hits you, you'll find it on sbdc.missouri.edu. So next week, we have something coming up live here in St. Joseph that I wanted to talk about, and it is on October the 1st. It is part of the St. Joe Chamber of Commerce's Champions of Commerce Survival series that they have put together for the community. And it is free and available to the public. I'm going to be one of the speakers at that particular one, along with Lieutenant Amanda Cullen with Northwest Missouri State University Police. So she and I are both going to speak. She will be speaking virtually via Zoom, but I will be live in person. She's live too, but I'll be in person.
But not in person.
But yeah, exactly. So the topic there. It's October 1st at 11. The topic is communicating with respect and clarity. And so this would be good for managers, employees, owners, pretty much anyone. So if you're a business owner and you've ever had or seen your employees be confronted by a customer because the customer is angry or upset about something, it could be, a new store policy you have, a procedure, pricing, you don't have the product they wanted. I mean, it could be anything that can set somebody off, right? But the question is, how do you handle that appropriately so that you don't lose that customer? long term, right? You want to have happy customers. So what we're going to talk about next week is learning about personal space, body language, listening skills, and how to effectively de-escalate a negative situation. So the Lieutenant Cullen is going to really talk specifically about de-escalation. She's our expert at that. And I'm going to talk more on the specifics of the true customer service side of things. You know, I had an instance at a large company recently where I went there to purchase a product. And this is, it was like $800. It wasn't a cheap item. And I, they didn't have it. And so they said, you know, come back whenever, a few days later. And we're like, okay. So we made the drive. It was a good drive from here. We made the drive twice to go get this item. And then it turns out the item that they had, they're like, oh, well, this one, it's not in stock, as it turns out, like we thought it would be. And the one that we have this one that you can get, as long as you don't mind the color's different. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. The color wasn't that important to me. So we go to purchase it, and it's $300 more. And I'm like, whoa, no. Why would the color change, you know, from black to camouflage? Why would the color change make it $300 more? That makes no sense. And they said, they were like, oh, well, you know, that's just how much it is. And I'm like, well, that's not what we wanted. And I kid you not, they never said sorry, you know, that we set this one aside for you and you made a second trip down here for this one. And it turns out it's not the one you wanted. And it's $300 more expensive. I'm like, if you would have just told us that, we could have saved ourselves 2 hours of driving down and back, you know. So it didn't go well. And then we were so upset about it that we asked to talk to the store. We talked to the store manager on the phone. And the person that we spoke with was like, well, the actual department manager wasn't there that day. So they would call us the next day. And we never got a call back. Ever.
Customer service is so important. And mm-hmm. good customer service is so rare.
Yeah.
You would think more businesses would latch onto that idea and do something about it.
Yes.
Because the businesses that do it right, they've got your loyalty.
They do. They do. Because what you see from that employee is you don't say, that employee did a poor job with customer service for me. What you say is that company.
That's
you
right.
Identify the employee as the company.
Yep.
XYZ company. No, I'm not going back there again. It's not, you know, you're not like, I'll go back there as long as so-and-so is not working. No, you're like, I'm not going there again because I didn't like the way they treated me.
So this program that's coming up, this Champions of
yes.
Commerce thing, is how do we sign up for that?
Right. So it is free. It's October 1st at 11:00, and you sign up through the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce's website, which is saint joseph.com.
All right, Rebecca, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.